No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Today in Sports Betting. I'm your host, Yoel Abulov, also known as @OnKyobo on Twitter or X, whatever you'd like to refer to it as. And thank you, as always, for tuning in to another episode. Today, we have episode 8, and we've got a monster weekend slate ahead. Action from all over Europe's top soccer leagues, as well as NBA playoffs heating up. So today's slate will cover Saturday, April 26th action, as well as do a rapid quick fire on Sunday, April 27th action. Firstly, as we always do, a quick recap of where we stand heading into the weekend slate today. Friday, April 25th, so yesterday, we went 3-2. That was 1-0 in soccer and then 2-2 in NBA for a total profit of plus 0.51 units. And an update for our week to date. So starting on Monday to today, soccer stands at 8-9 for minus 1.72 units and NBA at 9-9 for minus 1.74 units. It's been a grind this week, I'll be very honest. We had a strong start on Monday and then followed it up with a decent slate on Tuesday. There was definitely tighter margins on Wednesday, which kind of resulted in a very poor day. So did Thursday, especially on the NBA side. We did not come through, but we're poised to close it strong with a loaded board both today and tomorrow. I'm just hoping, in all honesty, that this does not replicate last week's effort in which we came into the weekend again with slightly losses, hoping to turn it around. I can already say that by the time that I'm recording this episode, I apologize that it's a little bit later than I would have ideally liked, but I did have a late Friday night that resulted in this timing for the episode. But the slate is off to a solid start. I don't want to jinx it like I did last week, so I'll just let it play out. First up on the board, we have Chelsea versus Everton. I can already tell you by the time that I'm recording this podcast that I had both teams to score at minus 115 for this game. I felt very good about it, and I thought the odds backed up this great pick. However, I won't even waste time with this because Chelsea ended up winning this 1-0, so this both teams to score with Everton did not cash. Moving on, this game is already underway, but Leverkusen is up 2-0, so this bet is still in play. And this one comes from Bundesliga, where Bayer Leverkusen take on Augsburg, and I have both teams to score at plus 110, which is very interesting. Because Bayer Leverkusen's title hopes have faded and uncertainty off the field could impact focus, especially with, you know, Xabi Alonso being rumored to go to Real Madrid, Florian Wirtz having his name heard across all of Europe's top leagues, and Jonathan Tah, their starting center back for the past 10 seasons, announced that he'll be leaving. So there will be a lot of change at Leverkusen this upcoming summer, and I think this presents a great opportunity for Augsburg, who have been superb defensively and a tough team to beat lately, to create enough chances to get on the board. Like I've said, this game is already halfway. Leverkusen is up 2-0, and I think that Augsburg could definitely get on the board in the second half. Moving on, another game that's underway is, again, comes from Bundesliga, with Bayern Munich taking on Mainz. This is a play, again, I won't go into too much detail because the first half is already over, and I did have first half over 1.5 total goals at minus 120. So that one cashes already. And again, I just want to say that I realize that some of these plays are coming in a little bit late for the slate today. But again, as I often do in all of my episodes, this is my time to plug in the Wager Pass membership that gives you access to all of the Wager Pass articles as well as all of the posts on the Discord. So all of these plays have actually been posted close to 24 hours at this point, so they were definitely available. The idea with the podcast is just to give them a little bit more exposure and the attention that I like to believe that they deserve. So with that being said, if some of the plays that you're listening to the podcast have already started and have already played, don't worry, we have a lot of action for the rest of the day as well as tomorrow. And I'm here. We're providing plays every day, and rest assured, we will be cashing plays and we will be losing along the way. So if you're listening, if you're new and hearing these, please don't worry. Keep on going, because I promise there is so much more value on the way, and we'll keep coming every day. So with that quick plug, just reiterated, if you will, we remain in Bundesliga. And we have Hoffenheim taking on Borussia Dortmund. I have Borussia Dortmund money line at -135. This is one of our last games that is currently underway. Borussia Dortmund seem to have found a gear post-Europe, especially in that last game where they were able to beat Barcelona. And with that being said, came a switch to a three-man defense, which kind of really unlocked all of their capabilities with how attacking focused wingbacks they had, and in a traditional four back they were not being utilized as well. Their captain Emre Can is back, and this is a crucial spot in their Champions League race against Hoffenheim. I believe Hoffenheim can get on the board, but overall I trust Dortmund's momentum to carry them through, and -135 for their money line, even though they haven't been the most trustworthy team on the season, just off of recent weeks, seems like a very good bet. We move to the English Premier League. There's a very interesting weekend schedule. The English Premier League as well as the FA Cup appear on the same weekend, and even at some points, maybe even back-to-back games. But we'll focus on the English Premier League first. We have Brighton taking on West Ham United. I'm backing both teams to score at -150. Both of these teams are struggling defensively, but can still create an attack. Brighton remain winless in six, but have scored in all of those competitions. Meanwhile, West Ham are leaking goals and are dealing with a serious inconsistency. They couldn't even beat an already relegated Southampton side last week, conceding in the dying moments of the game. I expect a wide open match. I think both teams should be able to find the net, and I'm definitely not backing a winner in this match, as neither of these teams give confidence. Remaining in the English Premier League, we have Newcastle taking on Ipswich, and I'm backing Newcastle win and over 2.5 total goals at -213 on DraftKings. I realize it's terrible odds and perhaps not the greatest bet, given that Ipswich is, you know, fighting their last week to remain in relegation, and Newcastle is coming off a very strong defeat to Aston Villa. I anticipate that they will want to carry their hot streak from these last couple of weeks forward, and they'll come out swinging against Ipswich Town and will want to make a statement. A 3-0, 3-1 victory would not surprise me at all. Not great odds and not my favorite bet, so if you wanted to stay away from this one, I would not blame you at all. In fact, a part of me would even recommend it. Next up, we again in the English Premier League, we have Wolverhampton taking on Leicester. I'm backing Wolves' money line at -190, as well as Mateus Cunha anytime goal scorer at -110. Wolves are absolutely flying and face a Leicester team that's checked out after a confirmed relegation last week, and also with Jamie Vardy announcing that he'll be leaving the club. On the other hand, for Wolves, Cunha has been in top form and their intensity should be too much against an already relegated side. I expect a professional Wolves win and Cunha to find the score sheet again, as he has done 2 weeks ago. Last but not least, in the English Premier League, we have Southampton taking on Fulham. And in this matchup of two inconsistent teams, I'll be backing Fulham. Despite their recent efforts in the last couple of weeks, they're still a team chasing Europe. If not Europe, you know, the top eight, if you will. And Southampton are just playing to avoid finishing with the worst points total in history, you know, with the infamous Derby's record. I believe that this serves a great opportunity for Fulham to get back on track, a team that beat Liverpool only 3 weeks ago. And at minus 160, I think this presents good odds. Lastly, we remain in England, but not in the English Premier League, and we have the FA Cup semi-final action with Crystal Palace taking on Aston Villa. In this match, again, I don't want to choose a side bet because I'm not trusting Crystal Palace, and that even though I'm trusting Aston Villa, it does seem like a little bit of a trap. I think that the cup competitions bring a little bit of a different intensity, and I think that Crystal Palace could play up to a level that they have not necessarily shown in the Premier League recently. Both sides prioritize the semi-final with heavy midweek rotation. Both of these teams played their Premier League matches on Tuesday and then Wednesday. They have attacking options in form, and I don't think that either side will sit back. I expect an open and entertaining game in which both teams will find the back of the net. So minus 120, actually, for a match like this, I think presents great odds. We return back to the Bundesliga with a fire matchup in Frankfurt taking on RB Leipzig. I am going to be backing both teams to score at minus 210. I know, not the great odds that we often chase, but truly I do think that both teams will definitely score in this matchup. And with that being said, I just have to take it, even though they're not the best odds. But I am making this a little bit better, but by combining it with a Frankfurt money line option at plus 150. So I've taken these separately, but I would recommend combining these as I think that both teams will score and Frankfurt will eventually prevail. A 2-1 victory is essentially what I'm envisioning. This is a huge top four clash. Frankfurt's home form is fantastic. They've been eliminated from the Europa firm because of Tottenham, and they now have their full attention to the league, whereas Leipzig have been vulnerable defensively, even if their, you know, biggest playmaking threat in Xavi Simons returns today. I expect a spirited home performance from this Frankfurt side and plenty of opportunities at both ends for both of these teams to score. And if you did not want to combine these, I would also recommend that both teams to score no draw option, as that's another way of picking both teams to score without necessarily selecting a winner. But I do think that Frankfurt at this stage has a little bit more strength and desire than this RB Leipzig side that's, quite frankly, been a little bit underwhelming on the season, failing to come up with us on a couple occasions. Last but not least, on the soccer side of this Saturday, April 26th slate, we have a huge Copa del Rey final in Barcelona versus Real Madrid. And in this match, I'm backing two plus odds. First, I'm going to be going to a first half draw at plus 130. And then I'm going to remain with my favorite team here across both of these teams, and I'm going to be going Barcelona money line at plus 115. El Clasico with a trophy on the line usually starts cagey. And I, with that being said, I expect a slow and tactical first half. But over the 90 minutes, I think that Barcelona's current form gives them the edge. I've been backing Real Madrid just because I'm a realist when it comes to soccer, or at least I like to think, especially when it comes to Real Madrid. There's been a lot of times in which, you know, I did not think that they would win a game. I did not think that they would come to play and all of that kind of stuff. And quite frankly, with their namesake, they've surprised me on all of those occasions. I recently did that in the Champions League in both legs, actually, that they played against Arsenal. I definitely did not anticipate them to be erased from the field in the first game. For them to come in with a toothless display in the second leg. I just think that Real Madrid, with Carlo Ancelotti slated to leave at the end of the season, and just with the team not necessarily meshing with each other, are in their best form against Barcelona currently. Even though I think Barcelona will have their attention focused to the Champions League a little bit, they are still fighting on in the front of all three cups this season. And with that being said, I think that after we see a hopeful first half draw, Barcelona will take the reins in their own hands and start pushing through. We move on to the NBA playoffs. We had a decent day yesterday. Would you believe it was my beloved Celtics that failed to come through for me and for us yesterday in both of my Celtics plays, both with the over as well as the Celtics spread. They had the game in their control. Jason Tatum returned. There was truly no reason for the Celtics to not beat the Magic even on the road and take a 3-0 lead on the series. But, you know, it's the name of the game. Things don't work out sometimes. And we have four games today to turn our attention to. First one would be Cleveland Cavaliers taking on the Miami Heat. And I'm going to be going with the Heat plus 6 here at minus 110. Miami fought close games in games 1 and 2. And now at home, I expect their role players to step up and, you know, perform better. If Miami is to make this series into anything meaningful, they have to win this game. And with Darius Garland questionable for the Cleveland Cavaliers, I believe that the Miami Heat has a shot to cover, especially at home, and maybe even steal one outright. So even though the Cavaliers are the Eastern Conference's best team and have been one of the best teams in the regular season, plus this series as they're up 2-0 on the Miami Heat. As I've said in the previous episodes and in my previous write-ups, the Miami Heat are way too well of a coached team to go down 3-0 in this series, especially at home. And especially given that they did hang on to the games. It was not like, you know, they were completely blown out of these games. So I think with home crowd, there is a serious chance to make this a series. So I'm backing the Heat in this one, and I believe that's where the value lies today. Somewhere where the value might not lie today is our next game in the Oklahoma City Thunder taking on the Memphis Grizzlies. This series hasn't been close. Oklahoma City has dominated, covering as double-digit favorites, even though they didn't do it in the last game as the Grizzlies erased a 29-point lead that they had. But that was more so attributed to Ja Morant's injury. It all happened after Ja Morant exited the game. And he's listed as doubtful, but there's also other sources that has listed him as out. Overall, I do not expect him to play tonight. And with that being said, I think the Memphis Grizzlies, even though they may not yet be defeated on court, I think they are very much mentally defeated and checked out. In the playoffs, especially in a game in which that could result in a series sweep, taking this is very risky. But I believe that at this stage, we are truly left with no other options but to take Thunder minus 15 at minus 110 on Fanatics. It's a large spread, but Thunder have shown that they can continuously cover this and cover this, especially against the Grizzlies as well. As much as a basketball fan, I would love to see the Grizzlies put up a fight. I think that they'll be checked out from the first whistle. And I think that the Thunder will not fare off as they have in the first half of their Game 3 comeback victory. Next up on the list, we have Denver Nuggets taking on the Los Angeles Clippers. The Clippers have taken control with their Game 3 victory. And with injuries mounting for the Denver Nuggets with Michael Porter Jr. and Russell Westbrook, I don't think that one of the best players of his generation, Nikola Jokic, will be able to make a swing in this series, especially in Los Angeles. He is very capable of it, not for this to be misunderstood. It would absolutely not surprise me if Nikola Jokic went out tonight and had a 50-20-10 type of game and ended up, you know, grabbing the victory for his team while they've been super shorthanded.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
But Clippers have been really good this series. I think, you know, Kawhi Leonard and James Harden are clicking, and Ivica Zubac, as I've said in my previous episode, continues to make life hard, very different for Nikola Jokic, as well as any front court options for this Denver Nuggets team. I think this is where the Clippers take a serious lead in this series. And I think that with a -6 spread that I'll be taking at -110 on Fanatics, they will close out game 4 comfortably. Lastly, but not least, for our Saturday, April 26th slate, we are looking at the Houston Rockets taking on the Golden State Warriors. The Rockets are young, athletic, and growing in confidence, especially with their latest win. Which version of Jalen Green will we be getting will be the true test in this matchup tonight. If we get the version that is limited to under double-digit points, then this will be a long night for the Houston Rockets, even though the Golden State Warriors might be without Jimmy Butler. But if we get the Jalen Green version that's scoring 30 points in addition to their young core, specifically Alper and Şengün, Dylan Brooks has been pretty solid in this series with double-digit points. And hopefully, if, you know, Fred VanVleet and Amen Thompson can get a little bit more effort onto the offensive end, I think that the Houston Rockets, especially in the instance in that in which Jimmy Butler does sit this game out, presents great value as +3 underdogs, even on the road. And I'll be taking them at -110. So that is what we have for Saturday. As always, let me go over them very quickly just to provide you as a list format. Don't play as this one's over, but we had Chelsea versus Everton, both teams to score. This one's already over. We have Bayer Leverkusen taking on Augsburg. This is a game that's underway, but I'm still loving both teams to score at +110. Bayern Munich versus Mainz, first half over 1.5 total goals at -120. This already cashed as the first half was over 2-0. Hoffenheim versus Dortmund, I have Dortmund money line at -135. Then bringing our attention to the English Premier League, we have Brighton versus West Ham, and I'm taking both teams to score at -150. Remaining in the English Premier League, Newcastle United versus Ipswich Town. Newcastle to win and over 2.5 total goals game parlay at -213. Terrible odds, not my favorite, but one way or another, this should hopefully cash. Then remaining Wolves versus Leicester. I have Wolves money line at -190 and Matheus Cunha anytime goal scorer at -110. And lastly, for the English Premier League today, I have Southampton versus Fulham. Fulham money line at -160. Remaining in England, but switching our attention from the English Premier League, we have the FA Cup semi-final in Crystal Palace versus Aston Villa, with both teams to score at -120. A huge top four clash in Bundesliga with Frankfurt taking on RB Leipzig. Frankfurt money line at +115 and both teams to score at -210. Or if you're, you know, having a little bit of trust issues towards Frankfurt, both teams to score, no draw should do the trick. Lastly, for soccer for the day, we have the Copa del Rey final and El Clasico matchup between Barcelona versus Real Madrid. I'll be backing first half draw at +130 and Barcelona money line at +115. Then we finish off the Saturday's monster slate with 4 NBA playoff games. Cleveland Cavaliers taking on the Miami Heat, and we'll have Heat +6. Oklahoma City Thunder taking on the Memphis Grizzlies. We're going to be backing the Thunder at the large spread of -15 once again. Denver Nuggets taking on the Clippers. I've loved the Clippers throughout the series, and I'll be remaining on that front with the Clippers -6. And lastly, I'm going to be going with my second underdog of the day in Houston Rockets plus 3 against the Golden State Warriors. And I'm hoping that we will have a wonderful Saturday that truly turns the tide in our favor. Let's have a quick rapid fire early look into Sunday slate. We're switching our attention to the Serie A back on Sunday morning. We have an Inter versus Roma matchup in which I'll be backing Inter moneyline. Back-to-back setbacks should have Inter fired up. Roma have been a tough team to beat, but I expect Inter to reassert themselves at home, especially considering that they are on points level with Napoli. And in addition to their Champions League quest, the league is at this point in a little bit of jeopardy. And so I think that, you know, even though they have a Champions League match looming ahead, I think that they will put full attention into the Serie A matchup and will come out to play and then win. We go back to the English Premier League and we only have two matches today, but they could be huge deciders. First, we have Bournemouth taking on Manchester United. Manchester United's focus is split between competitions, and I think that would be a wrong thing to say. I think that they're fully focused on the Europa League and not in the English Premier League, as seen in their disappointing defeat to Wolves last week. Bournemouth have been good at home, even though they haven't been the strongest team in terms of, you know, recent efforts. They've been solid at home, and I think with both of these teams, you know, with Manchester United's focus not there, but Bournemouth still there pushing for a top eight finish, I think that we will have the opportunity to see both teams to score in this matchup. Remaining in the English Premier League, we have a potential title decider in Liverpool versus Tottenham. First and foremost, I think it's valuable to mention that, you know, even though I think that the chances are extremely slim, there was a time in which yesterday I saw a Tottenham money line direct at plus 800 on Fanatics. And I even saw this number at plus 1000 on FanDuel. I mean, I can say this easily. Liverpool only needs a singular point to clinch the title. And I do anticipate them to come into this match with full force. I think that from the first minute on, Liverpool will be attacking Tottenham and will want to make this competition as one-sided as possible, especially playing at Anfield in front of their home fans. Liverpool will certainly want to not make any mistakes and, you know, move away from this game as champions in front of their home fans. And quite frankly, Spurs have not been good. They have the most losses in the team outside of the, you know, the relegation teams with 18. You know, they have not given any confidence to their oppositions, and especially against Liverpool, who are approaching this match with, you know, an opportunity to clinch the title, the chances are very slim. However, if you have the bankroll and the opportunity, I do think that it would be wise to at least put a sprinkle on either of these crazy Tottenham moneyline numbers, simply because at the end of the day, it's a game, it's a match. You know, we might see some crazy calls coming from the refs. A challenge might result in a direct red card. There may be an own goal coming from a weird cross, a deflected shot that ends up in a place that it was not supposed to be. All in all, what I'm trying to bring it to is that you don't know. Or we don't know. So even though, again, I'm saying that I do strongly believe that Liverpool will win, and I will be backing a Liverpool to win and both teams score type of bet, I must go on. I must remain in the podcast as, you know, as I'm talking, and say that I do think that there is some serious value that could, and again, I'm emphasizing this, that could cash in tomorrow with the Spurs plus 800 or plus 1000 type of bets. You know, at the end of the day, Tottenham has a name. They could very well end up giving trouble to Liverpool. And I do think that it's worth a sprinkle. So that's all I will say in regard to the Tottenham side of the things. But me personally, I'll be taking Liverpool to win and both teams to score as a game parlay. But knowing that I do have it in my bankroll, I will be adding a little bit of sprinkle on this Tottenham money line. I think I'm going to be leaning towards the plus 1,000 on FanDuel. Next up, we have Juventus taking on Monza in the Serie A. In this match, I like for Juventus to take control early against the Monza side that has struggled on the road. Juventus has not given confidence themselves, but they definitely looked a little bit better since their managerial change. And with that being said, with them still in the fight for a top four finish, I don't think that they will make any effort, any mistakes against the Monza side, who has not necessarily been as strong. And so with that being said, I like, with higher odds, I would have ideally taken Juventus money line, but I do think that they will come into this one with a little bit more motivation right from the start. And so with that being said, I'm liking first half Juventus money line. Additionally, we have the FA Cup semi-final action between Nottingham Forest and Manchester City tomorrow. I'm expecting this one to be a very exciting matchup. As you know, both of these teams will definitely see this as their direct opportunity for a trophy. Both of these teams are in the top four. And, you know, Manchester City not having the best season by their own standards, but Nottingham Forest having one of their, you know, greatest seasons in recent memory. It's a tough game to call before seeing any sort of, you know, the lineups come into play, as Manchester City has kind of been playing with a little bit of an older lineup in their midfield with Kevin De Bruyne, Ilkay Gundogan, and Mateo Kovacic. Even though Nottingham Forest have been a not possession-heavy team, they've typically taken their opportunities on the counter-attacks, and on the exact opposite, Manchester City is a team known for their possession-dominant style. This presents as a good opportunity for Nottingham Forest to counter on those attacks, and Manchester City have been vulnerable to conceding goalways. Overall, I'm leaning towards a both teams to score at minus 115. I think that the odds opened that very good at minus 115. I don't see why both of these teams should not be able to get on the score sheet against each other. And so even though it's not my official play at this moment, at a first glance, simply because this is Sunday, again, tomorrow's plays, and there is still potential for, you know, lineups to influence my final decision, both teams to score at minus 115 seems like the best bet going into it. We also have four NBA games taking on tomorrow. And again, not necessarily official plays, but ideas going into tomorrow. The New York Knicks taking on the Detroit Pistons in a game in which in game three, Knicks took a lead in the last minutes and Pistons were unable to keep up. I think that if the Pistons want to go back into New York and really want to call this a series, they're going to have to win this game. They opened up as -2 favorites, and as it stands, I like that line. It's very similar to how the lines opened up in game three, but I think that this time around, the Pistons will be able to put up a stronger effort. The Lakers taking on the Timberwolves would be the next game, and, you know, my mind tells me that the Lakers will come out swinging in this one, so it would be valuable to go with the Lakers as underdogs in this one. But if you've been listening to these podcasts, you know that I do not like the Lakers matchup against the Timberwolves. And given how the Timberwolves fared off just last night, I think that with the line opening at -3, I'm going to have to take the Minnesota Timberwolves at -3 once again. Moving on, we have my beloved Boston Celtics, who have not been coming through for me during these playoffs, take on the Orlando Magic. As I've said at the beginning of this podcast, there was absolutely no reason for Boston Celtics to not win this game against the Magic yesterday, cover the spread, and even score points. I think that they've kind of, I like to believe, at least from what I've seen from this team, that they do typically wake up after these losses. It kind of happened in last year's playoffs as well, you know, with the against the Miami Heat. We had that one game at TD Garden in which Miami broke all the three-point scoring records. And, you know, there was nothing that the Boston Celtics could do to kind of keep up. But right after that loss, we went on the run of all runs. So I think that we see a very similar scenario here. It's weird that the Orlando Magic beat us yesterday and then the line was even shorter on that one. And all of a sudden, the Boston Celtics opened as -7 favorites for the game tomorrow. Something is not right there. I'm not loving it, but I think that the Boston Celtics, a little bit associated with my fandom as well, will take this last game in Orlando. And even though I'm not loving the spread, I'll be taking the Boston Celtics at -7. Going on into the last play of our Monster Weekend slate and this Sunday, April 27th slate, we have the Indiana Pacers taking on the Milwaukee Bucks. As we saw yesterday and anticipated, the Milwaukee Bucks came out swinging in that game, but unlike we predicted, in which we thought that, you know, Damian Lillard will be the one to show up, it was Gary Trent Jr. who had a phenomenal game yesterday. And, you know, if I'm not mistaken, he had a 37-point outing, tying Giannis Antetokounmpo on points. Damian Lillard, on the other hand, was limited to 7 points on 2 of 12 shooting. We will definitely, well, I guess I should not say definitely, but we will strongly and likely not see another Gary Trent Jr. masterclass like that. But if Gary Trent Jr. can remain having strong efforts, if Kyle Kuzma can start showing up on the court a little bit more, and if Damian Lillard can finally shake off his injury rust and not score 7, but rather maybe 17 or 27, I think that the Milwaukee Bucks have a chance to even the series once again at home. And with that being said, I'll be taking Milwaukee Bucks at -4.5 spread tomorrow as my final play. So lots and lots of plays we have for both today, Saturday, April 26th, as well as Sunday, April 27th. Once again, I apologize for this episode being a little bit late. But rest assured, with our Wager Pass membership, all plays in our Wager Pass article, as well as Discord, are well posted ahead of game start times. But yeah, I think that we have a great slate to turn the tide around and get ourselves back into the positive units week. That definitely serves as a great motivation for our plays and for our weeks to go. I promise we're doing everything in our power to provide the best possible plays, both from, you know, a best possible odds as well as, you know, the best possible angle and, you know, the matchups. I'm feeling good about today and tomorrow, and hopefully everything will cash for all of us. Plenty of action today and tomorrow. Let's turn the slate around. Big boards, big stakes. Let's close out strong. Thank you all as again for tuning in to another episode. Good luck today, and I'll catch you all soon on the next episode of Today in Sports Betting.